Good morning. What can we expect from the GST Council meeting that has been scheduled for the 28th of May 2021 is the subject of this podcast. There have been a lot of news items doing the rounds as to what we can expect as decisions from the GST Council. The first thing we would like to state is that this meeting assumes a lot of criticality for two reasons. The first reason is that this is a meeting which has been held, which is being held after a gap of about 8 months. The previous meeting of the GST Council was held in October 2020. There have been a lot of developments courtesy of the pandemic, because on the collections and on the GST revenues, administrative issues of GST, e-invoicing has come in to a certain extent. So it is obvious that the GST Council would necessarily have to meet to take stock of these developments. So therefore, this meeting becomes very, very important. The second and probably more important reason why this meeting will draw a lot of attention is courtesy of the recent elections held to the state governments. There have been a lot of changes in the constitution of the finance ministers of states. Tamil Nadu and Kerala both have got new finance ministers. West Bengal, nothing much has changed, but it is possible that ministers may now group together and put further pressure on the GST Council to work out a proper formula for compensation to the states vis-a-vis the original formula of an increase of 14%, which is clearly not happening, especially in the last 1.5 years courtesy of the pandemic. So they will have to think of new measures to raise GST revenues. A recent report has put the compensation cess shortfall at a very high figure. This is obviously a matter of great concern, because state governments would tend to levy their own taxes if there is no clear formula emerging for the compensation cess and how they are being compensated. Having said that, these are times when it is not easy for the central government also to come out with a proper formula. So some sort of a via media, we believe, would have to be struck at this meeting. It may probably not happen immediately at this meeting. A decision may not come in this meeting. A formula may not be worked out in this meeting. But the discussion can set in place a process by which further discussions can be had, and over a few months, some sort of a via media approach is laid out for giving a resolution to this particular issue of compensation, because it is going to get more and more difficult for the state governments and the central government to keep looking at how this is going to be resolved on a long-term basis. Apart from these two issues, in our opinion, the primary reason which this meeting has been called for is to decide on GST rates for COVID-related equipment imports, COVID-related medicines, and such like. It is obviously an important decision to be taken by the GST Council, because the Delhi High Court, in a recent case of Gurcharan Singh, has stated that imports of COVID equipment, oxygen concentrators in this particular case, should not be subject to GST. There have been a couple of notifications from CBIC and the Customs Department, initially exempting customs duty from the import of this equipment, and subsequently IGST. But the notifications came with a gap of almost about 2 weeks. The second and more important aspect of these notifications was there was a lot of administrative procedures which the taxpayer had to follow for the purpose of getting this free of cost. So one of the notifications on the IGST exemption said that forms will have to be filled up, approval will have to be taken. Only then there would be a IGST exemption. Also, what the Delhi High Court in the case of Gurcharan Singh did was that they said that you cannot distinguish between an individual who's importing this and a commercial entity who's importing it. You can have the same, you should have the same processes for exempting IGST on irrespective of who's importing this, whether it is for a personal use or whether it's an import for, because a lot of NGOs are probably trying to import these equipment and distribute it. So we also are aware of situations where individuals have got these concentrators. Courier agency has paid the IGST and picked up these concentrators, and GST has been levied on that. So we would think that one of the important decisions which the GST Council meeting would take is to exempt IGST on imports of all concentrators, irrespective of who is importing it. And we would believe that this is the right decision to take, irrespective of whether it's an NGO who's importing it or whether it is an individual. At least for the in the near future, there should be no imposition of IGST on these imports, considering the situation in which we are in today, and the fact that this is a critical requirement to ensure that even if we do get into a third wave, we do have the infra in place to sort of minimize the damage of COVID. So we would tend to believe that this would be one of the main decisions to be taken. A similar decision could possibly also be taken for all imports. The GST Council would probably do well to also think of giving a similar exemption for domestic charges of taxes on medicines such as remdesivir and, you know, any of those other things which are concentrators, for example. They could probably think of giving a reduction of taxes or an exemption from taxes, even for the domestic sale and sale of these COVID-related equipment. So this is, I think this would be the main focus of the GST Council meeting. There have been a couple of other thoughts also saying that the inverted duty structure would be looked at and adjusted. Others have said that the fuel prices would probably be discussed, so that, you know, getting fuel into GST is going to be a topic for discussion. Yeah, we don't see that happening in this meeting, because inverted duty structure has affected a lot of industries, and this is a concurrent discussion which has to take place. It cannot be resolved in one GST Council meeting. The Fitment Committee, the Rate Committee may have to be involved. As far as fuel is concerned, aviation turbine fuel is probably easiest to include in fuel prices, because petrol and diesel, state governments should again come into the picture here. Their levy of VAT and sales taxes on petrol and diesel would significantly be impacted if this is pushed over to GST. So we don't see that happening anytime now. Aviation turbine fuel will also not come in this meeting, because airlines are also in a pretty difficult state. So we would not expect that also to be discussed. I think all these discussions would probably be initially started, and as time goes along, maybe they can have further meetings of the GST Council to decide on these particular aspects. We don't see much of discussions happening on the compliance related issues, because e-invoicing seems to be working quite well. GST revenues are going to take a significant hit. We are aware of the fact that e-way bill has come down, but this meeting of the GST Council cannot look at tax augmentation measures. It cannot look at tax neutralization measures. We would tend to believe that this meeting will focus completely on the COVID-related reliefs to be given. We also know that in the past, the government has reacted to decisions of the high courts all across the country. So we would, and especially this case of Gursharan Singh has, probably similar cases are coming up in other places also. So the government would want to, the GST Council would want to get these things right and give a detailed notification about the imports of this equipment. One of the things they can definitely do is to probably simplify the process of getting this exemption by a simple online form, instead of complicating it by asking the taxpayer to go to the department and give multiple forms, give approvals, give letters in writing. So they could devise a very simple online form by which both the request as well as the approval is given online, so that the import happens without payment of IGST in a very smooth and seamless manner. We would tend to believe that apart from this, no other major decisions can be expected from the meeting of the GST Council. So we will look forward to the meeting on the 28th. And in case there are anything more than what we have added in this podcast to be informed, we shall certainly inform all of you all about that. Thank you.